Gertrude Abercrombie was a painter, though she did not consider herself a very good one. She was not classically trained, something that seems to have been a point of pride for her. She did, however, consider herself a good artist. In an interview with Studs Terkel, a prominent Chicago radio host, she said,
"Well, you know, when you're a good painter, you know how to put the paint on just where you want it. And sometimes mine fails miserably. But I can think up the ideas."
Abercrombie lived in Chicago most of her life. As a child, she spent summers with relatives in Aledo, Illinois. Her Midwestern identity is reflected in her landscape paintings. Gertrude Abercrombie painted what she felt and what was in her head, and by so doing, crafted a style that drew on surrealism, but was distinctly hers.
"If you're not original, well, just forget it, because it's what art is all about."
Dizzy Gillespie, just one of the many prominent jazz musicians of the age with whom Abercrombie had a meaningful friendship, claimed that she was the first bop artist in the painting world because she brought the essence of bop music, its experimental improvisation, into her approach to art. Her style reflected her personality, which could be both dark and playful. You can hear one impression of Abercrombie in the song Gertrude's Bounce, written in her honor by Richie Powell and performed by Clifford Brown and Max Roach. Her paintings and the music that surrounded her reflect real aspects of Abercrombie's life, which was at times as desolate as many of her landscapes, but also as vibrant as the bounce.